hard place in a skunk ravine. You're hanging out with the guys. Strap on in, honey. It's time to die. Welcome to Skunk Ravine. Get ready to die.
Dude, yeah. So I think what I'll try to do is sample that.
Yeah.
And chop it up into pieces.
And then, I wish it was uncensored, I know. Though.
Well, it's funny because it censors out dick once and right. then not the second time.
Right.
But I'm going to try to, I'll try to sample it out and chop it up and
yeah.
then maybe try to make a soundboard out of it.
Ooh, I like that.
So then we can just sit here and as we're talking, it can just be should, like, it's in my ass.
should we like introduce here?
Oh, yeah.
Or are we just starting fucking yeah. Gangnam Style?
We just start Gangnam Style. Well, I can always edit this out too.
I don't give a fuck. Let's start it like this.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, welcome to Skunk Ravine.
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
Welcome back. We got another exciting episode for you.
Always.
This week's episode is sponsored by Buzzball Limerita Chiller.
Oh, here gross. You
go. Yeah.
That sounds terrifying.
Yeah. Sorry, Ashley, I was not aware that you were here. Ashley's here. You don't have to whisper. This can't pick you up.
Yeah. She won't talk. She's eating a wall
Ashley
of seaweed.
Eating a log of paper sheet of seaweed.
Yeah.
She refuses to be on the podcast, even though I wrote Ash O material.
Yeah, well, you know.
I really did. Let me slam this buzzball, and then I'll tell you the joke I wrote. Let's crack a lackin'. Is the light brown one? Is it like mocha or some shit?
The chocolate one?
Yeah.
So interesting.
I thought I saw these online and saying that these were like the new flavor, but I don't know. It seems like a margarita flavored anything is probably.
Oh, yeah, it smells horrible. Dude.
Yeah, it's gonna suck. Go.
I don't.
We both lip smacked at the same time.
That was one of the worst things I've ever tasted.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I'd rather have some Malort.
Oh, God, no, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Dude, I just had an airplane bottle of Malort. Someone gave me an airplane bottle of Malort at work, and I was like, this is gross.
Who the fuck? They make airplane bottles of Malort.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of sick fuck?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go on an airplane, you want to be able to enjoy a Malort.
Yeah. I'd rather just punch my dick. I don't know.
Yeah. That's an option, too.
That's always an option, bro.
There's always an option to just punch yourself in the dick.
It's fucking Bill and Ted. I can't get over how Asian it looks.
Okay, before we get sidetracked.
Yeah, my bad.
Asian, this action figure looks.
Well, you know.
All right, you can use this as a segue to go into the how, mm-hmm. about how Asian
mm-hmm.
he looks. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the Ash O stuff I wrote.
Yes.
Okay, how funny would it be if, like, you got, like friends with this, like, little Chinese man, you know?
Dude, what? You,
and then,
you take me away from Asians, and then you say a Chinese man.
Well, yeah,
what the fuck, man?
She just downed a...
I can't talk about Asians, but you...
No, I'm going to use that to segue in, because
okay.
I wanted to tell
okay.
it. So,
I'll see how it is.
You guys become friends with a little Asian man, right?
In what scenario?
I mean, you're just friends now.
Okay.
Are you not open to being friends with
well,
the Chinese?
Where am I meeting this tiny Chinese man?
It's just a hypothetical.
Okay.
Gas station, yep.
Okay,
at a
I'll
gas
take it.
Station.
Yep.
And you guys saw a fucking crackhead run out with a one single Slim Jim and get chased.
Yeah.
And he looked over at you and he was like, that was crazy, right? And you're like, yeah, you want to go get high at my house? And so then you guys come over here and get high. And then he sees Ashley.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, your asshole is so beautiful. I want to kiss your asshole. I want to kiss, hug, and love your asshole. And
like Ash-O?
Yeah, but,
okay.
But he's Asian. So
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, asshole.
Asshole.
Oh, your asshole is so beautiful. I want to kiss your asshole.
I told you about the...
I want to sleep in bed
with
your
asshole. The homeless dude that was outside of the dispensary.
With the Asians? It's true. Yeah, it's true.
I told you about the dispensary, right?
What?
You
befriended an Asian?
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
And I told him that when he came to the car that he was going to be not friendly, is what I told him. And
yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Well, I came outside and there's a dude drinking a deuce-deuce in a brown can standing next to the car, so.
Yeah, like, hey, what the fuck
I
are
was
you
like,
doing?
Hey, man, why don't you get the fuck away from the car? Yeah, and then he told me I was, he was like, man, you don't gotta be all crazy. She did warn him.
Yeah, actually, I think I fucking do.
Yeah, like.
I want to see if this mic works, too.
All that bushy bottom. Yeah, I'm taking bush from the bottom. That's where you always take bush from. You never take bush from the top.
That's where the bush is, baby.
The bush is in the bottom, y'all.
That's where the bush is, my friend.
That's where the bush is. They don't call him Jerry Harry.
Oh,
They don't call him Jerry Harry for no reason.
That's like two episodes ago.
Yeah.
That is so July.
Yeah. God. Get with the program.
Yeah.
Clearly so not fucking July.
Clearly don't listen to our bullshit. Or do you listen to our bullshit enough that you don't care to listen to more of it when you're not around us?
Dude, this episode's going to be all over the goddamn place.
Yeah, dude. I like it.
Okay,
like
so
cool.
No, but we were talking about the Slim Jim guy. Did we talk about the Slim Jim guy?
Yes, you told me about him stealing the Slim Jim.
But what were you? You were going somewhere else with that. You said something about.
Did you know what you were talking about? The homeless guy, or like when the guy at the gas station the other day, the little boy tried to steal something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some little kid tried to steal some shit.
Some little thug got busted.
And I was like, motherfucker.
Oh, you busted him out?
Yeah.
You narked him out?
I said, nice try.
Oh, dude. Yeah, this is my gas station, bitch.
Bro, it was hilarious. It was good.
You
it was good stuff.
Were you just like, ooh, he's stealing?
Nah.
Ooh.
No. Didn't the guy say something? Or did I say
something? And then you said nice try.
Yeah.
Because
he was like, oh, I thought, you know. And I was like, nice try.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. I used to steal candy bars from the gas station in Wisconsin.
I'm not going to lie. You remember the Five and Dime store downtown?
Yeah.
I used to steal dragon figurines from there.
Dope. That is a... That's a fucking badass thing to steal.
Well, I love dragons. I used to read that series of, I don't remember what the...
That place is still fucking so weird.
It's not even there anymore.
Yes, it is.
It's not the Five and Dime.
It doesn't matter, it's the same store.
It's not Murphy's.
It doesn't matter, it's the same fucking store. Go in there.
I stole from you, Murphy's.
Same weird shit. Same weird shit.
Well.
Yeah, Ashley's having a conversation with Alex.
Yeah.
And she doesn't have a microphone.
She has no microphone.
So. We just found out one of our cables is fucked, so
yeah.
I'm going to get new cables. I'm going to basically buy all the new now that I know all the shit works and how to set it up.
Do they have good cables in Peru?
Maybe Peru guy. Well, dude,
yeah.
Peru guy has not reached out, so I'm figuring Peru.
Peru guy doesn't like us.
We might have to declare war on Peru.
No. Peru, we love you.
Or annex them. I don't know. Send me an email.
I don't know. Hit us up.
I don't know anything about Peru, really. Except they...
Peru's leaving us hanging.
Except they... Wait, Peru's what?
Leaving us hanging.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I think it's because Peru's not a place, but it's like a state of mind.
Are they trying to put pipes up our buttholes? Or maybe
in
our pee holes?
Is that what Peruvians do? Are Peruvians into sounding?
Bro, I don't know. Maybe that's what that guy... Maybe he's Peruvian.
Have you ever tried sounding?
What the fuck is that?
That's like when you shove stuff in your dick hole.
No, why would I do that?
Yeah, I haven't tried that either.
I watched a...
I think actually once I tried like a Q-tip when I was like a teenager.
That's gross.
Well, I thought it was just like, I probably saw it on the internet, somebody sounding off, and I was like, oh, that fucking, that sucks, that hurts.
Something?
I mean, I don't know, got a little pee on it.
I watched, like, you know, it was like...
Peace
prison
lube.
Shows.
Dude, when you're sounding, you can just use piss as lube,
yeah.
bro.
But, you know, like those prison shows.
Yeah.
like where there's crazy prisoners and shit.
Yep.
I like, watched one where this dude shoved a whole fucking jump rope. Like, obviously, he pulled the handles off.
Yeah.
Shoved it all the way into his butt, like, up his, the whole thing up his dick hole. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Just to, like, prove how badass he was?
He was mentally challenged.
Just like, check this shit out.
No. No, he was, like, one of those...
He did it his first day in prison.
No, like, I don't know.
Somebody gave him the worst. Somebody gave him the worst prison advice.
I don't know him. They're I just watched the show. Somebody, I didn't want to know that.
Somebody gave him the worst prison advice.
It's not like they're looked it up. I was just watching prison shows, and that's what I saw. Hey,
day one.
Well, I didn't you see walk him in do there, it, but...
You walk up to the biggest jump rope you find, and you shove it in your dick hole.
I did see the x-ray. Like, they had the x-ray.
I was like, all coiled up in his bladder.
Yeah.
Probably looked like he had an extra small intestine.
Just imagine
in it.
Feeding that up your dick hole.
Oh, shit. We almost killed Ashley.
Jesus, Ashley.
We're still recording.
Come on now.
Oh, can I have one of those? Yeah. I love those.
I mean, you can probably
shove
it up your
dick hole.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's got fucking
Pocky,
chocolate on
Pocky
it.
Pocky in the
Ashley
docky.
Ashley suggests that I docky.
You should dock the Pock.
Docky with the Pocky.
Docky the Pocky. Quinn, you better fucking be listening to this.
Oh, he is. You got a pocky with the docky when you shove it.
And why don't you have us more listeners, Quinn?
I bet people are checking it out, and then they're just like, holy shit, this fucking sucks.
How come you don't, like, can we fucking...
Skype? Zoom?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably Zoom it.
Like, just put a phone up to a microphone?
Well, I think you can just record... Zoom.
I have no idea how this shit
so,
works, bro.
You would need a computer. He'd need a computer. I'd need a computer.
We I know how to catch trout. I know what
over.
A bunch of birds are.
We could all do this at home. But we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
This is a podcast for the people.
Yeah.
This ain't fucking 2020. We're not in quarantine no more, dog.
I know. I do not want a pocky, but he will take
one.
Dude,
you go like...
Oh,
that
damn.
Would fucking slide right in your dick hole, dude.
Yeah, but like
size
what?
Too for me.
That just doesn't sound.
That's
like why?
Do you got a tape measure? How long is that?
Actually, hold on. There actually might be
got
one. Laying
got
right.
Ashley with that one. I'm kidding. I'm not gonna measure it.
Oh well, fuck
I just,
you. Then.
I'm just saying it looks like it is about the size of my dick.
I do have an old school timer over here.
And it's not a normal pocky. It's one of them extra large, massive. They're like
yeah, it's like a.
How big do you want to say that is? How long? Probably
2 inches around.
2 inches around and like 12 inches. Well, yeah. Let's be real, 11.5 inches long.
Yeah, it's massive.
Yeah, it's the size of my dick, and it would fit perfectly inside of my dick.
Dicks and dicks.
What if you could like? I mean, that would be kind of cool though.
Put your dick in your dick.
Well, what if you, like, gauged your fucking dick out? And then when you fuck, you can put different size fucking rods into your dick. And then you can stretch out fucking puss.
I'm not following you here. That sounds like a lot of
infections.
I don't
know, dude. Why do people want to, like, cut their cock, like, split cocks? You ever see that?
Why would I see a split
yes.
cock?
I showed you that video of someone all with, right. Yeah.
How about Jar Squatter? Jar Squatter is probably one of the worst ones.
Dude, I just watched that the other day. Oh!
You don't know what Jar Squatter is?
I can put it together.
Okay. We will be showing you Jar Squatter.
Yeah, you're going to see Jar Squatter. I'm not looking it up.
I will.
I don't need that
I
on
think
my
I
phone.
Saved it on a website that I
you,
visit
I'm
frequently.
Sure you did.
It was on a gore site, so I was like, cool. I haven't seen that in a while. I'm going to watch it. I watch it, and I was like, fuck yeah, it's the same old video.
Did you watch the interview with him?
No, I did not know that there was.
He didn't go to the hospital or anything.
Fuck yeah, what trooper.
Like.
He had to have gotten like an infection or something.
Apparently not. I don't
know.
He
had to have gotten an infection.
Yeah, I know. I saw all the blood and glass coming out
of
his ass.
Asshole was.
That rhymes.
Okay, hold on.
The blood and the glass coming out of his ass.
What the fuck happened to ZZ Top, huh?
G.G. Allen,
it's
bro.
It's crystal meth ZZ Top.
Right.
Shove all kinds of shit.
Yeah, no.
Blow it up with firecrackers.
For some reason, I don't know what the fuck I was watching on YouTube, but you know how you go down them rabbit holes. But interview came up with that guy.
No shit.
Yeah.
How did they find
just
him?
Just look it up. Look up Jar Squatter interview.
Okay, hold on. First, I'm going to look up Jar Squatter to show Ashley.
YouTube Jar Squatter interview after that.
The first things that pop up. Jar Squatter tattoo, Jar Squatter feeder.
Jar Squatter tattoo. What does that tattoo look like? I need to know. Is it just them digging glass out of his bloody ass? That's not even that good.
It's pretty funny.
One guy, one goal. Okay, but
feet
it's still...
with a jar, and then the jar's gone, and then the jar's back. And
yeah, but I need to see like his hand pulling bloody.
I was gonna start looking up fucking tattoos now because here's just a jar of pickles.
Jesus Christ!
Again, yeah, the tattoo is just like feet and jars.
Jars and ours. Maybe that could be the name of this episode. Who knows?
Jars and ours.
All right. Yeah, but ours.
Are we
like
gonna be
asshole.
Oh, I get you.
Jars and arse.
Right?
Jars and arse. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I said.
Like isn't it? Like I thought you said arcs. Like
arcs.
Like maybe somebody's asshole is gonna overflow and
like they
gotta get all the animals.
Or you got
in
like
there.
Some Dr. Scholl like arc support in your ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe.
What if they made something like that just you put inside your ass and it like fixes your posture?
Dr.
Scholl's like anal line.
Dr. Holes,
yeah.
I like it. I mean, I don't like it inside of me, but I like the idea.
You like it.
Well, I haven't tried it. So. All right,
let's see. I'm having trouble finding this fucking video, dude. Where is it?
Dude, just Jar Squatter.
Ah, there we go. Live Gore has it.
Duh.
And some porn popped up, too. Hell
well,
yeah.
You know.
Don't worry. I got an inside side here.
I feel like I could have found this by now.
Dude, you want to have a jar off and see who finds it first?
All I got to do is type in fucking Jar Squatter.
Do it. Go. Ashley, who do you think is going to win?
Well, I still got to put in my fucking code.
I still got to.
Jar Squatter interview.
See? You ain't finding shit, boy. Oh, there it is.
Isn't that weird? Yeah. Which one do you want to watch?
Yes. Nope. Original, full video.
Playing
you're
going to
get a little bit of that in there.
Just going to get all of it.
All right, guys, we got a live reaction to Jar Squatter.
Yeah, you have to.
I'm not consenting to watching this.
You don't want
to
shove a jar in your ass? Mm-hmm. It feels so good.
I don't like the sounds. This could have been soundless.
Well.
I don't like it. No.
Oh, yeah. It's about to pop in.
No.
You don't ever just wake up and think about shoving a jar in your ass?
Also, literally everything that I'm seeing here is appalling. Like, the whole picture.
You don't like his apartment?
The body hair.
Nothing. Like, the floor and the towel that's underneath that for whatever reason. Nope, I can't.
It broke.
Oh, wait for it. Yeah.
I'm guessing he didn't think that was going to happen.
Well,
I don't know.
Do they talk about it in the interview? Because, usually he does it with water in the jar.
Well, you know, sometimes.
He made a grave mistake.
Sometimes you gotta be a dry guy.
Oh my god, it's just pooling out. Ooh, I'm gonna...
Yeah. No, there's a full interview
one
with
guy,
him,
one
though.
Jar. Yeah, isn't that
and
cool?
He's like, they were asking him if he went to the hospital or anything.
Ashley said, it's not cool. Everything was terrible.
You don't like bloody glass coming out of an ass?
No.
Well,
maybe that's what this podcast should be.
Bloody glass coming out of
just
an ass.
No, just us showing Ashley fucked up videos on the internet and yeah, just fucking destroying her.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the How Long Will It Take Ashley to Kill Herself podcast.
I've seen so much over the years from you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I don't think I could traumatize. No, I could. There's a couple that could, for sure.
Oh, yeah, we've got some shit.
Yeah.
And you showed me one, the, what is it, Three Guys, One Hammer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that shit's
I like, almost passed up.
Dude, that's like old, too.
No, I know, but like terrible. I had just woke up and like was still rolling.
I was just like, check like, this out.
Yeah, and like, yeah. That was a rough morning.
Yeah. That happened to me. I was tripping on acid.
Yeah.
And taking a shit at my house. And I was just like flipping through Instagram. Because I was like kind of coming down off the acid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thumbing through Instagram. And it was right when Jamie Foyd, you know who he is?
Sounds very familiar.
He's a badass skateboarder. He's like a fat guy. He's awesome.
Sounds familiar.
But there's a clip of him like trying to grind this big rail. He
breaks a leg or something.
No, he like his board flips off right away. He catches his feet on the rail. He flips down, hits his hip on the bottom of the rail, and then lands like on his neck, head, and shoulder.
Ah.
And like just stops in an instant.
Dead?
No, he survived.
Oh, okay.
But, like, dude, like, all the coins in his pocket went flying out like Jesus. Fucking Sonic.
All right, that's kind of funny. Yeah. I don't mean to laugh, but that's funny.
But I'll look it up for you, man. It was brutal. It was fucking brutal. I remember watching it just like, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because I was like, cool, Jamie Foyt.
Yeah, when you're in the field.
I love Jamie Foyt. And then, fuck.
Who's that one chef?
Matty Matheson.
Yeah, dude, that motherfucker cracks me up, bro.
Yeah, he's funny.
I'm not gonna lie, just his mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
He's you.
Oh yeah, you feel like he's me.
Yeah,
just big and fat and.
I didn't say that, motherfucker. He's super fat.
All right, here you want to check this
fat,
out,
asshole.
Dude, I am fat. Here, check bro, this out. I'm fat, but I have a lot more muscle than fat.
Bullshit.
I
yeah,
don't care.
That's why your fucking leg muscles
fat.
Explode yes. out of your leg. Oh, no. All of me. Oh.
Yeah. Watch the coins. Watch.
Oh, that was coins? That wasn't teeth?
Yeah. You can hear them.
Ow. Is that what he said? Ow.
I think that was one of his buddies. He said, I was fucked.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
You good, bro?
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Here, watch it again. It's so good, dude.
Bro, I saw it.
I was tripping, and I was just like, oh,
dude,
no!
That's like fucking, like, 10 feet at least.
Dude.
That's over 10 feet.
Damn, yeah.
That's like 12 feet. Are you sure those weren't some teeth?
I mean,
bro,
if he
didn't lose some teeth on that
I
one,
know he is missing some teeth, but I don't know if it's from that or not.
Well, he probably already didn't have them then.
Yeah, dude. Big boy Foy, man. Shout out to you, dude.
Fuck.
That was fucking
I gotta take
gnarly.
A piss, bro.
Yeah, go rock one of them, man.
I'm gonna.
We can take a little break right here. And we're back. So, how long of a break was that? Probably 6 hours?
Fucking forever. Nick Gallus, if you... listen to this. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. What's up, man? I thought you want to be on this shit.
Lame.
Hold on, let me try something. Next time you must come.
Yes.
Cool.
What is okay. that, like a Dracula? Like,
I think it's going to make
like
it.
Like a rapey Dracula? I don't know. What
yes,
what was
it
that?
It does sound like a rapey Dracula.
Next time you must come.
Yes,
blah, blah. You got to say blah, blah, right?
Yeah, I want to suck your boo.
Blah, blah.
I want to suck your dick.
Nick.
I'm just kidding. I don't want to suck your dick, but yeah. Come be on our show.
Yeah, like, yeah,
pussy.
Chill out, Nick.
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, don't be a pussy.
All right, hold on. Yeah, like a rapey drag. Okay, so yeah. I had to pause at the end so I could go back and show Alex that there's an effect on there. We got that.
Yeah, it was... That was very good.
That was done live. It wasn't done post.
Nope. Post Malone.
Nope.
Already got the tattoos on the face, you know?
Hmm.
I'm just kidding.
I bet. Damn, dude. You know when you take, like, a picture of a celebrity and add a different mm-hmm. celebrity's face and then you name them something funny?
Yeah.
I feel like Post Malone would be really funny.
What would that be?
It'd be Post Malone and Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's a football player.
Yeah, that. I don't know.
That's okay. It doesn't matter. You just know it'd be a face swap and it'd be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to think of who like else would be good with Post Malone. What if you did like Post Malone and Cardi B or something? Make it weird.
Yeah.
You know, like just his face on her body.
What about Cardi Steve Buscemi?
Cardi Steve Buscemi.
Cardi Steve. So it'd be.
I don't even know where to go with that one.
Yeah.
Cardi Steve. Can you do that?
Cardi Steve.
Can you AI that and then we can put that?
Oh, God. No, we need to Photoshop that. AI would just put like.
Some weird.
Some head on a fucking big fat titty body.
See, I got nothing. You're the one with all the fancy stuff.
I do have some stuff.
I just live in a cabin in the hood.
That's true, you do live in a cabin.
I had a dream that I cloned two clones off of Jerry.
Oh, so now you want to clone Jerry?
Yeah.
You better give me a Jerry.
Well, duh.
For my troubles.
Yeah.
I'll take a Jerry, dude.
A Jerry for your scaries, bro.
Yeah, I've been wanting to get, like, some real plants in the house.
Dude, that thing.
A wandering Jew plant?
Not the wandering Jew.
Okay.
What would a wandering Jew sound like?
I don't know if I'm coming or going. Oh, do I go? Am I going this way or this way? I don't know which way. There's too many ways to go. I wish I would have brought a coat because it's starting to get a little windy in here.
I just want to know what questions it would have.
Oh, hell yeah. Hook it up. I'll take one of those.
It looks pretty Jewish.
Why is it called a wandering Jew?
I know,
who
right?
The fuck named that?
Fucking Hitler, probably.
Just some
fucking wandering Jew. That's probably
I'm sure that plant's been around for like 4,000 years.
It was probably a weed in his garden, and he was like, this fucking wandering Jew.
Yeah. You know, the Jews have really gotten it bad for a while.
Well, yeah.
And now look at them.
Killing it.
We're fucking literally killing it.
I don't know. I know nothing about Jewish people.
Oh, yeah. Well, Israel fucking...
Other than supposedly they have money and supposedly they control stuff. I don't care. Good for them.
I mean, yeah, good for them.
Seems like they deserve it.
Well, I don't know, man. It kind of seems like they're going to get set back again.
No clue what's happening ever. All I give a shit about is Jerry. My dog. And all my homies.
That's me.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, baby boy.
And all of our listeners as well. Love
can't
y'all.
Can't forget about y'all.
No, definitely can't forget about y'all.
Yeah, dude. Man, now I want a Chicago dog.
He's got them hookups.
Dude,
I've been thinking about Chicago dogs for like 2 weeks now.
Let's go to, what is that, Dog Slinger or whatever?
I still haven't been there.
I haven't either.
All right, let's go.
And it's Nick's parents.
And let's punch Nick in the face. No, is he there?
Edit that. No, he's not. But we're going to hit him up. We'll see if he's coming back soon. Visit. Gotta get him on.
I'll never forget about when I spat in his face.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, that was his fault, man.
At her dad's house.
Bro, he had it coming.
Yeah.
You don't steal somebody's couch. He stole my couch.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking away, and he said, why don't you go cry about it? After I didn't say anything. So then I went back to him laying down, and I spat directly into his face.
I remember I was sitting right there.
Yeah. Don't fucking disrespect me like that.
Dude.
Don't do it.
And then
he tried to chase me up the stairs, but he was like slow motion. Yeah. I was like literally walking. I skip a step. yeah. when I walk upstairs. Apparently, he doesn't know how to do that. He was trying to chase me. Yeah, he was, like, slipping down the stairs. Yeah. And he came up, tried to beat me up, and I just kept pushing him away with my foot.
Yeah.
Like a Stewart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Don't.
Nah.
And then Scott came
yep,
out.
Yep, Scott came out.
Oh, I forgot. In his tidy whiteies. I'm running that fucking motel.
The fuck is this?
What
oh,
do
yeah.
you want?
I forgot.
I forgot. And his box, he fucking had his hair all crazy.
Yeah.
And he had
tidy whiteies on, dude. On. This shit was funny as fuck.
Yeah. That was good.
I was telling someone at work, Ashley, about all the times your dad would come home from the bar and we'd be partying in his basement. And he would just be like, hey, Ash. Yeah. Tell your fucking retarded friends to get the fuck out of my house.
You remember?
We would just laugh and be like, ah, you're funny, Scott. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was about to bring up.
What?
When Wes, piece of shit. Sorry, it's true.
It's fine. Yeah. It stays.
Fuck Wes. I'm not saying last names. Fuck
yeah.
Wes.
Get on.
Yeah, we were playing pool with a plunger. Like, but one of those plungers where, like, it's like an accordion.
Yeah.
So, like, the balls were going up in the plunger. So we were just, like, playing crazy pool. Yeah. He was like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I got a bunch of fucking retards. Yeah.
Got retards shooting pool for fucking yeah, plunger over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
I like how your dad was always just Carl from
yeah, Aquatine. He totally always Carl. Dude. Yeah, fucking retards.
I don't know why we were hanging out in your room that one time. And
hey, Ash.
Hey, Ash. Yeah, Dad. Why don't you shut the fuck up?
So
damn.
Funny.
I know. We were just up there one
time. All right. How about the time when...
You got your dumbass in the dryer? How about that?
No, what?
You fell asleep on the stairs? How about that?
I was halfway down them.
I was almost there.
Yeah. Or up. I don't know which way I was going, but I was there. I survived.
You look backwards, upside down. I lit.
I didn't know that was Scotty.
And me.
Oh.
We're going to save that. We're going to save.
That was like.
Oh.
Was
a few of them, yeah.
Hey, you remember that hotel they tore down?
Yes. All right, let's talk about that because we're going to save the Devin story for later.
Yeah, anyway.
I was just telling somebody the story about that, dude.
Oh, what? Pissing in the hallway?
Yeah.
Pissing
I did?
In the hall. Yeah. In the hotel. Oh.
I pissed him
the
away.
One, yeah.
I know which one you're talking about. The one they tore
and
down.
You were lighting farts on fire.
Hell yeah.
Where they have all those fucking cement things stacked up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one they tore down.
Yeah.
Who's,
well, there was two they tore
whose
down.
Whose birthday?
The one, a bunch of
yeah,
about
family
died
in. Yeah. Who's.
That's what happens.
We'll get back to that because that's
yeah,
really
that's,
funny.
Yeah, hilarious. Ha ha ha. Maybe edit that out.
It stays.
That, yeah, I don't give a fuck, dude.
It
this
stays.
Is a trashy ass fucking.
Oh, we kind of.
That's what we. Were, that's what I was trying to get at.
I can in a second, but at that hotel, whose birthday party was it that when we were partying there?
I don't remember.
Because I only went there. Like
Crabtree,
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah,
Mr. Wonderful.
No, I feel like it might have been.
I was trying
did
to think.
Did you
of,
guys
like,
forget
I,
about him?
All right, no, I was thinking about him the other day.
I was talking about a tree. I didn't say names, did
yes.
I?
His name?
I probably did.
Crabtree. You also Nash to be in there. I'll have to.
Crabtree. Yeah, I did.
You're gonna say the last name. Don't say the first name.
All the trees.
It's okay.
All the trees.
I'll edit it.
Johnny Apple Crabtree.
Johnny Apple Crabs.
Yeah. He's got all the crabs. All
right, so we're talking about Johnny Apple Crabs.
Yep.
Who is not a tree.
Maybe.
But anyways, I remember being there and, like, going, they had the courtyard pool area. It was fucking cool.
Yeah.
It was like a cabana-style tiki bar type thing going on vibe, remember?
Are you sure?
Maybe
the
not.
One on M139.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
nope.
That's the one. It
definitely
didn't have like
not.
A tiki vibe?
Absolutely not.
No.
They had like that outer.
It had like a courtroom.
They had fucking, for some reason, like carpet, but it was outside.
Outside carpet.
That's what you pissed on. I watched you do it.
See, so I'm not an animal. I go outside to piss on carpet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was carpet. I was there.
I bet it was like that.
And then I watched you light like three farts on fire.
Yeah, I broke a bed that night too.
Yeah.
But I also, I remember.
You guys were jumping from bed to bed.
Bed to bed, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember.
I was there.
I remember.
I'm
like,
pretty sure he rented the rooms.
Happy birthday.
I swear he did.
Do you remember going in the.
Franny Crapple Tree.
Do you remember going into the. What is it fucking called? The sauna?
What?
And smoking a blunt in there with like nine people?
I feel like that was a different time.
That
there was no
different...
sauna at that piece of shit.
No, there definitely was.
Bro. Are you sure?
Yes, because I remember doing it, dude. We smoked a blunt in there. I remember. I
Frank
know.
Hank.
But anyways, there was like nine of us. Nine, like, 16-year-olds smoking a blunt in a sauna, fully clothed. And this dude in a pair of trunks, like, opens the door and we're like, hey, come on in, dude.
Hey.
Come on in. Yeah, we're smoking a blunt. You want to hit this? He's like,
we
no,
like
I'm
our
all right. And he came
we
in
like
and
our stuff soggy.
He came in and sat down.
Oh, my God, dude.
And I think he kind of was like, how old are you guys?
Don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah, we're about 16, 15. All right, I'm going to go.
Good times.
We never got kicked out.
No, we did not.
We were just kids getting wasted.
Dude, you literally pissed. Like
I pissed. I broke the bed. And I
like
smoked
half
a
keg worth of piss.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't just a piss. It was a piss.
Yeah, it's probably like an end of the night or a fucking
dude.
Yeah, a break. The
I was
seal
there.
Piss.
I trust me. I remember. Actually, I think they came up to the room,
and they were like,
I
"Please
think we
stop."
Did get kicked out. To be honest,
did we?
I think we did.
Last thing I remember was. You know, smoking that blunt and then going and breaking that bed. Breaking the bed was the last thing that I can remember.
I remember you guys doing that.
Yeah.
You guys were backflipping and shit.
Yeah.
Bed to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember. That was after you were lighting your ass
just
on fire.
Just being shitheads.
Yeah.
Dude, hell yeah.
Yeah, because that was like CKY, Jackass.
Absolutely.
Fucking...
We were very heavily influenced by Bam Margera and his friends.
Yeah.
Bam Margera. Hey, you're always invited to come on the show, buddy.
Yeah. Hit up the Skunk Ravine.
Yes. Do.
Straight up.
I wonder.
We've got lots of stories.
As we all know, he's definitely listening to this.
Yeah. Well, if we hit him up on, you know, social media.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll do an interview. I ain't paying him shit.
No.
I already paid him shit.
That's the. I already bought his shoes and all this Heartagram bullshit.
Fucking fuck. I've seen people get it tattooed. So,
as far as I'm concerned, he owes
me. You owe us, Bam Margera.
That shit's cool. That shit, Bam Marinara. That shit's spiking out, man, dude. So, we took the kids to Holland.
Mm-hmm.
Des the other day just said something.
Oh, so you guys went to Europe?
Yes, we just to Europe and back in a day.
Hey, man. Those red-eye flights.
They got a new thing where you can just fly there and then fly directly back without ever, like, leaving the airport or anything. They don't even let you off the plane. They just
you just circle. You circle around. We saw it.
All right, you saw it. All right, let's go.
Scram. Anyway.
Why was I saying that?
I don't fucking know. We were talking about Bam Margera.
What was it? What did
my
I
dog's having
say?
Seizures. Well, she's not actually, but
oh, the grandma and the stuff.
Oh yeah, the what was that? New Year's. Yeah, it was New Year's.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were drinking a box of wine.
Yep.
We were talking about
the guest room.
We were talking about somebody that had committed, you know,
suicide.
Suicide.
Hell yeah.
I'm not going to say names, but...
Taking the smart route.
Yeah. Not really, but...
JS?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, she came in there bitching at all of us, yeah, telling us we should be ashamed and calling blah, blah,
did
blah.
Did she call me a piece of shit?
We were all wasted.
Was when I was in the spare bedroom. My grandma walked by and Nick is standing on the toilet, standing, not
puking,
kneeling,
uh-huh,
puking blood red wine all over the toilet. Not what? Into the toilet. I mean, some of it went into
that was right when you came back from Cali.
And that was
and you were like, I was just working in the mountains. You were like, you bitching at her because she was bitching at you. And then you just went and started puking everywhere.
I remember her calling me like a piece of shit or something. And I remember
saying, oh, no, she was just telling us how we should be ashamed and
I remember
blah, blah, blah.
She said something to me and pointed at me. And I remember going, you don't know me. You don't fucking... Maybe you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I'm a piece of shit. Oh, yeah.
It was good.
Well, that was like New Year's the next day. Yes.
It was
New
Year's
Day. That was
day.
January 1st, whatever.
Yes.
That's how we started the year.
Yeah.
That's how we brought it.
And it
we were all in her...
It was like
mid-morning. It was the computer room.
Yes, we were in
the
guest room.
But... I don't know. It was just
you
and him.
I feel
and
like
your
everybody
dad.
Else left. And we were just hanging out, keeping
it
going.
We were just drinking a box of wine in your room.
Do you guys want to do a box of wine? Should I do a box of wine next time we come over?
I was thinking
we could do a slap the bag episode.
Mm. Sounds scary.
Hell yeah, let's do it. Yeah, Ashley said, I'll partake.
Well,
but
she won't be here next week, so.
Oh, no. Where are you next week? Missa Nova?
Yeah, Nova. No, she is a child. I'm not allowed.
Oh, you're talking about your daughter. No? Oh.
Yes.
Her name's
not
Nova.
I was making a fucking joke.
Oh, are you saying Nova because you don't want the pedophiles who listen to this podcast to... Statistically, there has to be at least one.
I mean, you know, the odds, you know.
She's not talking about her daughter. She's talking about her
car.
10-year-old Chevy.
Chevy Nova.
God damn it. But statistically, there might be a car fucker who listens to this show.
Oh, yeah. Get that vibration off the exhaust.
Dude, apparently there's a video of a dude with Down syndrome fucking a car.
There are people that fuck cars.
And it's like a dude...
How do you not know this?
I know this, but apparently there's a video of a dude in the Middle East who has Down syndrome and is fucking this car. And it's like a video...
You don't have to have Down syndrome.
I guess
syndrome.
It's a video of like a guy walking by with a cell phone in his hand, films him, and the guy looks up...
And just doesn't... Just kills...
He's like, bro,
he's like, I'm
about
done. Like, guys, this ain't no peep show.
Why you gotta ruin my flow?
Fucking wax that bumper.
I'm trying to wax that bumper.
Bumper wax.
Skeet, skeet.
Take a little piece and put it in your ear. There you go.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, put Jerry in your ear. I know where to
he
take
knows.
From Jerry.
He's going
to
clone Jerry.
Do you not know that I fucking know how to do plants?
He knows how to clone plants. He clones strawberries.
Yes. So many strawberries throughout the years I have cloned. No, marijuana.
You know, speaking of cloning stuff, so you like cut a little piece off and replant it, right?
You have to cut it at a 45 degree angle. Mm-hmm. And then it helps if you rough it up. Like,
fuck yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was me pretending the microphone was my penis and slapping it on my hand, pretending my hand was a
slap.
Woman.
Do I do a penis slap?
You're just punching. You're just
cramming it.
You're just punching. You're just rubbing a microphone on your dick,
it?
Man.
What is that? You're just mashing it.
She's mashing it. Yeah.
You're just mashing it. fucking Dale the snail.
See, what you just did was slam a microphone into your penis. What I did was pretend that my penis was a microphone and then slam that.
Maybe, you know.
Oh, well. It's not even a question.
If anybody wants some lemon cypress trees, let me know.
We get in the business of lemon cypress trees. Hey, yo. All seductive and shit.
Sell my wandering Jews.
Yes, hey, yo, we're going to start selling Jews.
Yeah.
Wandering Whoa, Jews. Bro. We're going to...
Hey, man.
We're gonna gather up...
a family channel.
We're
going to
gather up all these wandering Jews and kind of put them in a some kind of a camp where they can all be together. Yeah.
I think I'm going to step out of this combo.
And then we're going to gas them.
I'm going to stick with my cypress lemon tree.
Then we're going to gas them with oxygen. Or no, wait. What do plants breathe?
CO2, motherfucker.
Yeah, we're going to gas them with carbon monoxide.
I don't know which is what. Is it carbon monoxide or carbon dioxide?
It might be carbon dioxide. Because carbon monoxide kills.
No, I think carbon monoxide is CO2.
Die.
All right, so that's...
Oh!
Yes, it makes sense.
Okay.
No. Fuck. I don't fuck.
Nope. Look it up.
Where's that thing? Where's the detector I just had? Go look.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's carbon... Well, I thought...
Yeah,
but
dioxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Yeah, but... Yeah. It's confusing. You're going to die either way. I mean, if it's not oxygen and you breathe it, you're going to die, so... I guess it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you breathe
won't
out?
Both of them kill you? What do trees fucking breathe? Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Into it now. Yeah. Now it's just fucking
let's
crazy.
Ditch it. Nick, what's up?
Hey, dude, what's going on, man?
How's your penis doing?
All right.
It's doing. It's there.
It's been stiff a lot. I've been not...
Do you ever just wake up, like,
a
with a boner in the middle of the night?
Yeah, all the time.
Why does that happen?
I go to bed with a boner, I wake up with a boner.
Like, why?
Then when it comes time to get down on fuck...
Is it like a blood pressure thing?
Delayed reaction, it's monoxide.
Okay, and you breathe out dioxide. Why the fuck wouldn't they just name it something different?
No, it doesn't even matter.
Well, it's because the molecules are only two away. It's like, no, just name it fucking something else.
Yeah. Like, quit being pussies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, you said that, is it? I'm in no position to be learning.
I don't care anymore. I just want to die. Just give me some of the one that kills me.
Okay. Yes. All right, let's go.
Can we just die?
Yeah, let's go get some monoxide. All right. You have a garage, right?
Yeah. I can.
You got two?
I can't start my car, but I can start at the lawnmower.
We have three cars out here.
I can start at the lawnmower.
We got a car for each of
us. I have hoses.
Well, we can
and
put
duct tape.
All into Ashley's car, and we can all get in Ashley's car.
We got it.
We can listen to some Bryan Adams and fucking die.
Yeah. Just finish the party.
I can't remember.
Dude, you know what we should do? I think it'd be a lot cooler if we, like, got all
all cut up.
Carbonized. I don't know what you call it when you get monoxide poisoning.
Yeah.
And then, like, put a brick on the car, but, like, park all the way at the end of the street and then, like, blast through the fence in front of my house.
Here I go again. I feel like we need to do something.
Oh, it's Home Sweet Home? And he's...
Ashley, you switch spots with me. Sit next to your Alex.
Sit next to your
and,
Alex.
And, like, get cheek to cheek with
she
her.
She does not own me.
Okay.
Number one.
I didn't say shit about her owning you, because we all know that I own you.
I will rip this shirt to pieces.
Fuck out, dude. I got a rash right here.
Dude, I work outside all the time.
And my elbow hurts a lot. And I'm kind of to the age to where it's like, did I sleep on it weird, or am I going to have a heart attack today?
No,
you
just
weird body
pain. It's just AIDS. Where'd you get your sweatpants? Did you make them or buy them? I love them. I want them. Send me your pants.
Spooky.
I kind of like this calling your kid a car so to hide her from pedophiles. That's a good idea. Just like I have a 5-year-old DeLorean and a 3-year-old Buick LeSabre.
I have a dog.
A Dodge? You said? Oh, you said you have a Dodge? Now, some bestiality dude's gonna come over here and now the bestiality, now the listener who's into bestiality is gonna come fuck your dog. For real, on a side note,
you come to my house.
If you're into bestiality and you come to Alex's house and try to fuck his dog, you will die.
You will die.
You will die. So,
I have a shotgun with a bayonet. So,
yeah.
You're going down.
I just want to say, don't rape my friend's dog because he'll kill
you. Don't do it. Don't try.
Don't rape any dog. Don't rape any person.
No rape.
Is it? Wait. Why do we have to be the ones telling them this? This is insane.
Hold on. Drive safe. Don't rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Drive safe. Don't rape.
Drive safe. Don't rape.
It's pretty legit.
That should be a bumper sticker, and I would put that on the back of my car. Dude.
Drive safe. Don't rape.
On the way home today, we decided to just take Blue Star.
Yeah.
Home.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up behind this car at a stop sign.
Yeah.
Just this little red piece of shit hatchback, and it had so many fucking stickers on it. It was insane.
Like. To the membrane?
Dude, it was like the whole back window. The whole
couldn't even see?
Full entire back side of
could
the
car.
Could
they see out of the back?
Oh, yeah, there was a little square cut out.
Ah, very nice.
But it was all this shit like, maybe we should keep the Democrats and get rid of the racists.
Oh, jeez.
It's like, yeah, you don't need a bumper sticker that says that. And then I read one more, and it pissed me off, and I stopped reading them.
Ah, yeah. You'll
it said, I am a Fruit Loop in a world full of Cheerios.
What the fuck does that even mean?
No, we got a fair coming up. We should all go together and take the kids. And
I have not gone swimming in, 2 years.
If you didn't hear Ashley, she asked if we went to the fair. Alex hasn't gone swimming in 2 years. Why?
Because I had that stupid thing on my ankle.
Oh, yeah. That thing that releases life-saving medication into your blood system every hour.
Yeah.
That thing.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
I got the baddest.
It's that Wilford Brumley with the dog.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm a piece of shit.
No, yeah, I think we all know Alex was on house arrest.
It's all good. It wasn't house arrest.
You were very afraid. You were afraid to roam?
I know. I was there.
I lived it.
I was alive. Still alive. Just in case anybody didn't know, I'm still alive.
I think Alex needs to do a dab, and maybe he'll be in a better mood after that.
I'm in a bad mood.
Calm down, dude. First off, stop yelling.
All right.
I've been watching the fucking levels all day, bro. Your shit is spiking, bro.
Skeet.
And I have you turned down as low as possible. Scoot. Like, here. Go ahead, try to say something.
Scoot. Skeet.
Scoot.
Brip. Brip. Bah.
Scoot. Brip. Brip. Okay, so, walking out of... We were there for maybe 2 hours, one of those indoor play places where it's like a ball pit and everything's covered in foam padding and zip ties, you know?
Yes.
You know? It is. It stops all the kids from cracking their skulls. Yes. Mm-hmm. Pool noodles cut. cut open like a blunt wrap.
Blunt wrap that shit.
Yeah. So the playgrounds that are blunt wrapped. Blunt rap playgrounds. That might be the episode name.
Blunt rap playgrounds.
When we were leaving, I just saw this trash ass couple come in with their little fucking dumbass kid. And the mom was wearing a shirt and it just said, I heart fucking sluts.
Nice. Yeah. Why did you not take a picture of it?
We were walking out, and it burned into my memory so hard that I didn't need to take a picture.
That doesn't count, though. You should have took a fucking picture. How do you not take a picture of it?
Fucking sluts.
This is bullshit.
I was walking out, man.
I don't care. You're going to get a bear trap to the nip.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were in Mishawaka.
That's where we just were.
All right, y'all. That's going to be the episode.
Yeah.
I love you. Alex loves you. Alex, I love you.
I love most of you.
All
right. Goddamn right. Mic drop. Peace out.
Peace. Click stop. You got to drop the mic and then you got to click stop. Click stop. No, up here, click stop. No, I'll edit out the part where I'm saying click stop. But I won't. Alex, click stop. Click stop on the recorder, dude. You can't just click. You have to hit the thing, the square. Hit the square. Wow, there you go. There you go. Well, look at the shapes. Look at the shapes. Pick the square and then hit stop. Wow. Jesus Christ. All right, so there you go. Our producer.